it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Hey, welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program this afternoon on the Watchman for Jesus show, if you want to call it that, I guess. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of this show, and you're welcome this afternoon. Boy, I got a load for you today. Get your books out. Oh, get your cup of coffee, tea, ice cream, whatever you got. I don't know. Water, tea, herbal coffee, something. Get ready for today. I'm going to summarize. I'm going to load you down. I'm going to load you down today, I do believe, with background of a summary, I guess, of the UN attack on the family, which, of course, includes the children. I don't know why people don't think that's important. It must be in this thing called, this word I hate, and I keep forgetting it, you know, because I keep putting it out of my mind. Oh, yeah, it's called denial. Denial. I hate that word, man. Things are what they are. Once you realize where you are, what the reality is, only then can you find solutions. You can't otherwise. There's no way to find solutions to your problems unless you face reality. It's not going to happen. You can use a Band-Aid to cover up an amputated limb. I mean, you know, it's not going to work. So until you find the reality and really seek it. And you know what I keep telling you? This kind of summary for what I've been talking about this past week. I keep saying, well, I don't trust my own opinion. You say, well, that's terrible. Well, no, it's not, actually. Because now you should know, by the week that we finished here in studying this humanism, secular humanism, that from the day you're born, man, at 5 years old, I mean, the day you're born to the day you leave your mother's matrix of control from the umbilical cord, snip, snip, to when you go to school at about 5 or 6 or whatever. The school's got you. They've got it set up that way. You say, well, of course. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the problem. The schools are humanist. Humanism. John Dewey was a American father of American education. John Dewey was a humanist, by the way. So now we've talked about humanism. I'll cover a little bit more today about it. A little more dramatic today, maybe. Something you sink your teeth into. So I was raised, like everybody has been from the first grade till college, till out of college. You've been raised from high school, public school, college, university, don't matter which one. Now, homeschooling's a little bit different. Homeschooling's different. But public school, 99% of us. Humanist training. From first grade to 12th, 12th grade to 4 years of college, and then after, still humanism. Like Brock Chisholm said, a humanist that has controlled this since 1948, 1953, one of the major ones besides Edward Bernays that set all this mess up, and Freud and all those other wackos. Humanist and Satanist said that what can one hour of a theistic training, Sunday school, do to overshadow, worth the effect, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week of public school? And the school is humanism. Not about God at all. In very sneaky ways. The ringing of the bell, that's all socialist training. Everything in school has been that. So my opinion would be based on that training. I realized this one day. I said, wow, I can't trust my opinion, basically, because it comes from me. And my training has been from a humanist background. All of us have, actually. So that means I have to find the truth outside of what I've been taught. And I did, as others have done. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I'm going to get kicking here. And I'm going to cover a myriad of subjects today, one thing after the other, but they're all connected. And I want to lay out, based on the humanist agenda and our education system, and beyond. And I'll cover some up-to-date news that supports it. And some other news that is other areas, but quite interesting transitions or evolutions they've come up with of the news lately that appears not to be connected to today's subject, but it is a part of it. Let's get started here. Family, Lord, we pray. We dedicate this program, Lord, to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I pray. Father, guide us today in this end of the week, Lord. We have talked about how they've attacked our families, how they attacked us in our education system, the Luciferian agenda that's worldwide, connected. Lord, to open up people's eyes, open up their hearts and their minds to the truth about what's going on around them. Lord, to get through, cut through this veil of humanistic teachings and trainings and deceptions and misconceptions that's been thrown into our heads since the day we were born. Lord, we pray for our parents. We pray for, Lord, for our families. We pray for all those connected with us, Lord, that what we learn we can pass on to them. We pray for their eyes to be opened. Because sometimes, Lord, we stick to our old training and our old teaching and we forget where it came from. That your teaching comes from the King James Bible alone. That, Lord, that is what we were created for, to worship, praise you, and to love each other and to help each other. Father, that's it. but to work together for the good and to worship you for the future and the present and to be thankful for what's happened in the past and the infirmities you've given us, Lord, to keep us humble in this physical world. And Father, to be able to guide us with your Holy Spirit. We pray for awakening in these churches, Lord, and these schools. For those whistleblowers and those with courage to speak out against what's being done today. To give them courage, to give them protection in these end times events. Father, to help us see through the deception that's being thrown upon us. Father, we pray for an awakening in our leaders, those that are in secret societies, Lord, to touch their heart, convict them so bad, Lord, that they will renounce these blood oaths and get out of these secret societies and start telling the truth and to lead people on the right path, even at their own peril. Lord, it takes courage and protection from the supernatural way. Father, we need that now. For all this, Father, is for thy will be done. But Father, to guide us in your promises, to lead us in the right path. And this I pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. And thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I have to warn you some things I discovered. Some people already have found this, but I'm passing on to you all that I found it myself as well. The King James Bible, number one, in presentation, is the only true word of God on the face of this planet. That's fact. No other Bible can stand up to it. Every single Bible, you name it, it don't matter what it is. You name it. Jerusalem Bible, NIV, NASB, XYZ, Zebra Bible, Message, that stupid, ridiculous Doug Dynasty nonsense, the New King James Bible, Geneva Bible, all of them, Geneva Bible, every doggone one of them come from one source. One itsy-bitsy little old source, and that's Origen. Not the origin of it, but Origen is a Greek philosopher in ancient Egypt in the 3rd century. Every Bible you got today comes from him except for the King James. King James comes from one source. It's alone, its own self. From the Textus Receptus, which goes back, and even the Textus Receptus has some problems. King James and the translators collected over 5,000 documents, some as small as a business card, all the way up to scrolls and manuscripts, in 1604. They were taken out of the Alps from being held there for hundreds of years, copies being made secretly in the Alps, and they collected them from Antioch, Syria, in the 1st century. In the 2nd century, and Antioch got it from the originals and copies of the originals. From 70 to 90 AD was the last one, and as John of Patmos. And Origen got a copy of those and made his corrupted copy down Alexander, Egypt, so that makes two streams. One from Antioch, the real one, and then the copies that Origen got of the originals from Antioch. And he corrupted them. So that's two streams. Northern stream, Antioch. Southern stream, Alexander, Egypt. That's it. That's all. And then from Antioch, from Origen, goes to Eusebius. I know this translated back to Latin and English and all that, Erasmus and Tyndale and Wycliffe and all that. But they all come from the corrupted version. Because the whole time, the originals and copies of originals from Antioch, end up in the Alps throughout the entire Dark Ages. then finally collected in 1604 by 47 translators who were fluent Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic, and, of course, English, and real Christians, not like they have today in Harvard and Yale. They're humanist. Ah, you see? You understand that now? Because they're humanist in all the colleges and all the universities, public schools, all humanism in all the education. That's my point. So you can't trust what a Harvard professor says or a professor from MIT. You can't trust what they write. Because they're humanist. So the family goes by of God, the nuclear family, guides family life. It guides your children. It guides your belief in God. It guides your way you conduct your family. It puts the establishes a nuclear family. And all these other Bibles have all been designed subtly, in some ways straight up, to attack the family. That's why they've been corrupted. A corrupted Bible then helps to destroy the family, because you have no consistency. That's why the attack on the King James Bible. So that's number one, is the Bible is the basis of how to establish your family. If it's corrupted, you can have a corrupted family. It sets up like a new King James Bible, the NIV. It very subtly removes over 200 verses and helps support homosexuality and other parts of breaking up the family. But there's part number two. Even the King James Bible, if after the year 2000, you're going to find counterfeit King James Bibles. Even in Cambridge, after the year 2000. It doesn't change the presentation or the doctrine. But the newer King James Bibles, you have to double check. I'll tell you exactly why. The major, the presentation of it, the doctrine remains the same. It's perfect. But very sneakily, even the King James Bibles, they have manipulated the Spirit, the word Spirit, S-P-I-R-I-T, and made a small S when it should be a capital S. Take example, Genesis 1:1. I got like 30 verses, but Genesis 1:1, the Spirit of God moves. It should be a capital S. In some King James Bibles, I got one, has a small S. And I got another King James here in front of me that I've had since 1970. It is old. It's got a capital S. eSword downloaded program. Sword of the Lord, very good program. It's free too, by the way. Very, very good program. I'd get it right now if I was y'all. Well, after the broadcast. eSword, what's it called? It goes along with the old King James with capital S and Genesis 1:1. Not just Genesis 1:1, it's throughout the Bible. But the tricky part is just that. Because it's important to know that the capital S is the Holy Spirit. Okay, for that little tidbit. But the attack on the family has to do with the Bible. That's your basis of a family. Corrupted Bible, they can manipulate your family. And it's being done. They get the basis of it. Now, the UN has declared, for the longest time, total war on your family. Karl Marx, in Communist Manifesto, 1848, who, by the way, plagiarized the document by Clinton Roosevelt, 1841, called The Science of Government, Founded on Natural Law. Clinton Roosevelt and Manzini just simply gave it to Karl Marx. Karl, we want you to take this manuscript I wrote, called The Science of Government Found in Natural Law, and we want you to write your communist ideology. Yah shall do that. Is that what it sounds like? I don't know. Karl Marx plagiarized it. Science of government found on natural law. Clinton Roosevelt, ancestor to FDR. Evil stayed within the family. Oh, yeah. And Clinton Roosevelt got his, plagiarized his, from Adam Weishaupt, from the Protocols for the Learned Elder of Zion. Freemasons and Jesuits that are shills on your, in your YouTube and other places will say it's a hoax. Well, they're liars. They've taken a blood oath to lie, to even to their dying mother. They will lie themselves out of anything because they've taken a blood oath to lie. It's disgusting. So their words, I don't care if it comes from George Washington University or whatever university it is, it's a professor. He's a liar. He's taken a blood oath to lie. Look it up yourself. It's disgusting. Don't matter how smart they are, don't matter how many books they've written, don't matter how many lectures they've given in college, they're all nil. Every one of them. The books are worthless. Because they've taken a blood oath to lie. They've taken a blood oath to God to lie. Literally. It's cataloged actually in the Library of Congress, their oath. So they cannot be trusted. Well, anyway. So Jesuits, Adam Weishaupt, wrote up the protocols, which actually exist, and every protocol has been carried out. Passed it on to Clinton Roosevelt through Manzini, and Manzini to Karl Marx. Okay. Karl Marx said, and I quote, "Abolition of the family. Do you charge us with wanting to stop the exploitation of children by their parents? To this crime, we plead guilty." Unquote. Shall I say that again? Let me say it again. Abolition of the family. He says, do you charge us with wanting to stop the exploitation of children by their parents? To this crime, we plead guilty. Unquote. Karl Marx. He was Christian, turned Satanist, and members of Illuminati. UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Social, and Cultural Organization, 1949, said, and I quote, "The kindergarten or infant school has a significant part to play in a child's education. Not only can it correct many of the errors of home training, but it can prepare the child for membership in the world society. As long as a child breathes the poison air of nationalism, education in world-mindedness can produce only rather precarious results. As we have pointed out, it is frequently the family that infects the child with extreme nationalism. The school should therefore use the means described earlier to combat family attitudes that favor jingoism." The dickens is that? Anyway, J-I-N-G-O-I-S-M. I tell you what. These people are going to burn so hot in hell, it's not even going to know what's going to happen to them. Family. See, that matches everything that Chester Pierce said, Dr. Pierce, Ashley McDougall, all of them. It matches all of them. It's a consistent agenda. All through the decades, through the generations, it remains consistent. And here's my favorite one. Brock Chisholm. That rascal, man. That rascal, he got around back in the 40s. Now, remember what I told you. The takedown of America, takedown of the families, takedown of everything we were taught before 1940s, began in 1945 through Tavistock. They planned it. Alright? Now, I assume you all have researched Tavistock and found out about it, and you got a timeline that just knocks your socks off. It's a think tank that controls the world, pretty much. You know what jingoism is? Jingoism is patriotism in the form of aggressive foreign policy. Really? So we die for jingoism. Okay, woofie. Jingoism also refers to a country's avocation of the use of threats or actual force as against. Well, that puts a whole new light on it, don't it? The school should therefore use the means described earlier to combat family attitudes that favor aggressive foreign policy, avocation of use of threats and actual force. What a go, UNESCO. Chauvinistic patriotism. Y'all getting all this? Dr. Brock Chisholm. Now, Dr. Brock Chisholm was brought in at the right time for them to take down the families. But a lot more than that. Whole lot more than that. That boy got around. I want to tell you. Brock Chisholm, I kind of liken to Edward Bernays. He helped send us to war. Go look at Arlington, see how significant that is. Edward Brock Chisholm, director of the United Nations World Health Organization, was elected to the director position in 1948 to 1953. There's that 1948 again, 1948 Israel, 1948 UN, CIA, man, a lot of things. Roswell, everything happened in 1945 to 48. Everything, because that was beginning of the next major move. Wars between 1914 and 1945, listen, were prepared, conceptualized before 1871 by Albert Pike. So after 1945, they knew the Second War would be over. They'd planned a world dictatorship by then, but it didn't work out. So they knew that they're going to have to subjugate America into the New World Order beginning in 1945. So Tavistock set up from 1920, 1930, 40, and put into play 1945. The activities, drugs, anti-war demonstrations, Korea was planned, Vietnam was planned, everything was planned. They were planned to lose. They were planned to lose. Do you understand this? Doggone it, the evidence is there of this conspiracy, slam dunk, irrefutable. Well, Brock Chisholm, 1948 to 1953, baby boomer time, hello, he said, I quote, to achieve world governments, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family traditions, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. Unquote. And he was a Unitarian. I don't think it has anything to do with a vegetarian, does it? No. He was a Unitarian, and he died in 1971. He's a Canadian. Don't make any difference, still a Luciferian. Now, he had a lot to do with this. And, oh my, did you know also, wow, that Mahatma Gandhi, the peacemaker, was assassinated in 1948? Man, 1948, they was cleaning the house. Mahatma Gandhi, later JFK, later Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, man, they're making clean sweep of those who wouldn't want to play. How about some apples, huh? Well, they were clean sweeping, and Bobby Kennedy, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Mahatma Gandhi, all of them, they were clean sweeping them. You know why they killed JFK? He's going to stop the Dimona nuclear reactor in Israel, fake Israel. Major military aid to Israel was started by LBJ's fiscal 1965, turned to a flood fiscal 1966. JFK was getting involved in that. That was one of his issues. Kennedy's plan to withdraw from Vietnam was reversed by Johnson, few days after the assassination, he's going to pull troops out of Vietnam. Woo-hoo, that was a no-no. They needed Vietnam to escalate the communist agenda. We helped it, like we did the Arabs, which we helped run with the Jesuits. It's a long story. And the autonomy of the CIA covert action was going to be taken out. His war against organized crime. He wasn't a Mason, by the way. Back in the dollar by silver, getting rid of the UN, getting the UN out of here. He's going all kinds of things, man. Kennedy was not going to play with him. Brought Chisholm. Taking us down, 1948. Man, everything happened in 1948. But that's not all. Oh, no. No, no. That's not all at all. Brought Chisholm proves the conspiracy. Family that goes back to the 10th century. By his quote. You see, the United States, well, actually, North American continent, from the 10th century, was planned from the very beginning, as evidence confirms, was to be the melting pot of the world, to bring together those cultures torn apart by God at the Tower of Babel. To bring them all together under despotic rule. You have to have a world government. It's always been the plan for the North American continent, rich in resources, more than any country in the world. Man, we got everything here. Oil, diamonds, gold, salt. Salt's important in the occult. Everything's here in the North American continent. It's always been planned that way. That's why FDR said March 4th, 1939, to infest America with all the aliens possible, unquote, has always been the plan. To integrate all the races and to eradicate all the pure races. That's always been the plan. Quote, Brock Chisholm, 1948. He said in the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that, quote, by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear. Unquote. Tip set up. Family, this was planned out to invade the North American continent by religious intolerance before the 15th century. White folk had to get out of the way because the Vatican was murdering people in the millions in Europe. The second culture, third culture brought in was the blacks by slavery, by whites, and the Bible Belt, 1611. 1711, Willie Lynch helped set it up. Then from then was come one, come all into America. Get ready. We're going to mix all the races. That's what it's always been about. And Brock Chisholm confirms this by his quote, the Luciferian agenda to bring all races together as one in a DNA. It's been done. October 2013. The Changing Face of America. Look up the article and be amazed. They've accomplished it. Now to eradicate all the other races. That's World War III. Article came out. Now I'm not going to dwell on this. It's about the family today. But article came out and I found the technology that's been listed, you might say, of how they can design a disease that wipes out all white, all black, all Chinese, by dividing the DNA. It's been done, and they're getting ready to put it to use. Family, these people are evil beyond your imagination. They brought Chisholm, not only said that, he confirmed the agenda of combining all the races in America. He confirmed how they're going to start setting up the world government in 1948-1953. Charles Francis Potter, I told you about yesterday, how he talked about every school in America is a humanist school. Well, Brock Chisholm said this in 1954 in a speech. And guess what date it was? Can you all guess what date? I bet you can. September the 11th, 1954, Dr. Brock Chisholm, Director of the General of the UN's World Health Organization, speech of September 11, 1954. He said, and I quote, "The people who have taught us to believe whatever they were told by their parents or their teachers are the people who are the menace to the world," unquote. Can you repeat that one? The people who've taught us to believe whatever they were told by their parents or their teachers are the people who are the menace to the world. 1954. It began. Now, connect the dot. 20 years later, it hadn't stopped. Dr. Brock Chisholm, 1973, in Harvard University. See Harvard? Harvard University, Dr. Pierce, medical doctor, addressing 2,000 teachers. He just carries it on. He quoted in front of 2,000 teachers at a conference. He said, and I quote, "Every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in the supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future," unquote. Now, how do you get away with that? I'll tell you why. Because when Brock Chisholm said this in 1952-53, these doggone teachers were just being born. You got it now? So 20 years goes by, they're parents now. They're out of college. You're in college. They went through the anti-war demonstrations. They went through the drug, marijuana, LSD, live free, sex, love, God's dead period of 1960s, 1970s. They've been mind washed. See how it works? Who did this? Tavistock. Who planned it? Edward Bernays, Sigmund Freud, back to the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. Gramsci. Frank Nietzsche. Y'all getting it now? Man, I don't know how to make it more clear. I got evidence at the yin yang. I don't trust my opinion. I look for evidence. Now, if we want to talk about equality of opportunity for children, then the fact that children are raised in families means there's no equality. In order to raise children with equality, we must take them away from the families and communally raise them. Unquote. Dr. Mary Jo Bain. You know Dr. Mary Jo Bain? B-A-N-E? Yeah. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services under the Clinton administration. If we want to talk about equality of opportunity for children, then the fact that children are raised in families means there's no equality. In order to raise children with equality, we must take them away from families and communally raise them, unquote. Mary Jo Bain. You know what the motto of UNICEF is? Every child is our child. You got the idea now? How these wackos work? At the highest level of governments. Oh, it's not just America. My man, entire world government. It's controlled by secret societies. They're nothing but the worker bees, the shoeshine boys. And when they have achieved, the Great White Brotherhood, the Illuminati, the higher than that, the hierarchy, I know for an absolute fact, Freemasons, no question, I don't care what your best friend at the Pentagon tells you, he's either deceived or a liar, it doesn't matter what he says, I'm going to tell you what they're going to do. What they're going to do, as documented by their protocols, they're going to execute, kill, graveyard dead, every Freemason that knows too much. you will die. And every Freemason after, under 32 degrees and below, you will die, quote, as if by some illness, unquote. They already started that. Do you mean the microbiologists they've killed already? You don't think they're not capable of it, and they will do it because they will not need you anymore. And they don't trust you from a secret society that you would form up against them. When they tell you that they worship Lucifer, that's going to tick you off just a little bit, isn't it? Because that's exactly their worship. And they know you're going to go against them, so they're going to kill you before it happens. You know, one of the most terrifying features of totalitarian society is the control and the brainwashing of children and the youth by the omnipotent state. So, when you look at the 20th century, the experiments with education must never be forgotten. They produced monstrosities of imaginable, unimaginable evil. The Hitler Youth, Miles Red Guard, the youth, young volunteers of Vladimir Lenin, Joseph Stalin, who was a cousin to Hitler, under Rothschild, and a cousin to Churchill, that murderer. Yeah, and Queen Elizabeth II, cousins and nieces of the Merovingian bloodline. And guess who else? Not necessarily family. Fidel Castro, y'all. Fidel Castro, now I know Fidel. Fidel Castro was put in place by the CIA over Batista. Fidel Castro was a 7-year Jesuit. Hello. Any connection you see there with the Jesuits and their blood oath of evil? That was tape you hear. Yep. M.O. Jesuits again. Castro was a 7-year Jesuit. Saddam Hussein was a Freemason. Milosevic was a Freemason. Family. What have I got to do? What in the world have I got to do? Anyway, I'm not done. The cold-blooded, murderous youth of the Cambodian Khmer Rouge. Now we got Jesus camps in America. Hello, when y'all gonna wake up? They have to do presentations of using harness, stick fighting, and camouflage in a Jesus camp. For goodness sakes alive, you parents, are you that dumbed down? Man, I don't know what y'all smoking, but it's not menthols. Y'all better wake up, and right quick. And you Freemasons, you're going to be targeted, man. And your kids are getting the hang of it, and you don't even know it. That should hit you home. See, children were transformed through the reshaping of consciousness. Here comes that New Age movement, see? They were taught to publicly denounce, even execute their parents, to reject all tradition, to renounce their religion, embrace atheism, or in some cases, Nazi Germany, to embrace Hitler's, what's it called, Teutonic or whatever, paganism? Paganism? And betray their countries. Matt Sevich was 9 years undercover agent for the Communist Party USA for the FBI. Yeah, buddy. Oh, by the way, FBI guys, all of you, I don't care who you are, all of you, they're going to get rid of the FBI when the New World Order takes over. They won't need you anymore. I know you went to Harvard or you went to law school, it's a law degree, and you're making, you know, $100,000 a year, and you're important, you got top secret. Man, that don't make one lick of difference. I'm telling you what they're going to do. Because you're a corporation, they'll be eliminated when the New World Order takes over. They're going to take you out. And you good FBI agents that really want to help America and do this and help your families and all that, you better look behind your back, brother. Let me tell you what. Your Freemason buddy is not on your side. He'll be targeted anyway. I'm telling the truth. Suit yourself if you don't want to believe it. I just told you exactly what's going to happen. They're coming after you. They'll use you till they're done with you. They're going to throw you away like an old dish rag. You know, he attended a secret meeting in top-level Thomas in 1948. A Soviet agent related a speech that Stalin had given, directing the American communists to put up new emphasis on recruitment of youth. Part of the speech said, and by the way, you know, one university recently, they're going to get rid of Mr. and Mrs. No more Mr. Jones, Mrs. Smith. Come on now, think. Thank y'all. You can't say Mr. and Mrs. So what are you going to say? Comrades. Yeah. Okay. You got it? In that speech, Stalin said, and I quote, "Comrades, Hitler gained control of the youth in Germany before he was able to wage a successful Nazi revolution in Germany. We communists gained control of the youth in Russia before we were able to wage a successful communist revolution in Russia. And comrades, we must gain control of the youth in the United States if we're to wage a successful communist revolution in that nation. For this purpose, we're ordering our comrades to set up a new communist youth group in the United States," unquote. And our American presidents are helping them. Our joint chief of staff are helping them. Our Knights of Malta members, Rhodes Scholars, and Knights of Columbus members are helping them. And do you know that Sevich, when he pointed out, quote, "Within a few short months after this meeting, more than 6,000 American students were recruited in the new communist youth movement known as a Labor Youth League." It's went through different changes of names. That's how they do it. They change the name, like Federal Council of Churches, a communist organization, to National Council of Churches, the same communist organization, confirmed by Naval Intelligence in 1936. That's how they control your preacher, by the way. You know the primary danger to American children today? And the youth at that time emanated not from the Youth Communist League, but other groups overtly associated with the Communist Party. And those efforts that were openly communists only reached about tens of thousands of young people. They're disgruntled with the government already, had drugs in their system, anti-war. Vietnam was a disaster, as it was planned. The Vietnam vets fought bravely for what they thought was against a communist enemy, not realizing the CIA was helping the enemy. So was the State Department. State Department helped to make China communist by ordering the 7th Fleet to block the free Chinese from crossing over in 1950s and retaking Red China. The State Department ordered our own Navy to protect the communists from invasion by free Chinese in Taiwan, Formosa. So in essence, our State Department worked against our troops in Korea. Oh, does that sink in? Maybe? A little bit? That's fact. They needed the communist specter to get them through the 1950s, 1960s. To make sure the Chiang Kai-shek did not make China free. Family, we're up against a Luciferian world government that's been hidden for centuries. Now getting ready to make its debut publicly. It's always been there, controlling all the governments. Why do you think you call it secret societies? Hello? You know, before I continue to dialogue with you here today, I'm going to throw so many things at you today. I got it all set up today. I got a little bit of organization going on. Because I want to get a lot out in a short period of time. But here's the story. Don't let what I tell you today overwhelm you. know that they have, everything they've done, everything they're going to do, I don't care what it is, it don't matter, it's going to fail. No matter what they do, it's going to fail. It don't matter what they got set up. It don't matter what they got under their measly little human weapons or whatever, top secret, ultra top secret. It don't make a lick of difference what they got, not whatsoever. They will fail. Promised, guaranteed, slam dunk, pancaked, kaput. Because the supernatural is real. They follow Lucifer. Lucifer loses. The created can never defeat the creator. Greater is he in you than the rest of the world. So when God removes you from this world, he's not going to remove them. Let me put it to you like this. You find out in this barrel, they're getting ready to shoot fish, huh? And you see your favorite little goldfish. That's my little goldfish. And so you get your little goldfish, you get him out of that barrel. So now go ahead and shoot what you want. Well, that's what's going to happen. Because on this earth, when the first trumpet blows, or actually in the second seal, it's going to be like shooting fish in a barrel. Evil will be left, and God is going to let hell rain down upon this earth. You do not want to be here. And in no way, no how can you stop death. It's not going to happen. All the ammunition you got, all the freeze-dried food, all the gold you set up, all that means absolutely zip-de-doo-dah, nothing, zero, nada, when the supernatural starts raining down. And when you die, it means nothing anyway. Family, there's no annihilation. It determines through Jesus Christ where you're going to heaven or going to hell. And that begins eternity. You better set you up a reservation right soon. And not because of end times events, but because you're going to die one of these days. I hate to tell you this, but it's going to happen. You know, you're somewhere along the way. You're not going to live forever in the physical world. It's impossible. Whether you're 90 or whether you die tomorrow in an auto accident or something. God forbid, but I'm not real good at being politically correct, but I just tell you like it is. Death is sure. And what's certain is, when you die, there are only two places you're going, heaven or hell. And God don't care whether you're a four-star general with a Medal of Honor. Don't make a lick of difference to him. It's what you did on this earth according to his scriptures, man. And those aprons you got. You can have one heavy laden like some tattoo shop or parlor, whatever. Don't make a difference what you got, doodads, knickknacks, paddywhacks, and whatever you got on your apron as a mason. It don't make one lick of difference. Because once you're dead, once you've died, that apron is like, what's that? I don't know. It's some kind of mason something. Who's it belong to? I don't know. Think somebody might want the pawn shop. Oh, okay. To you, it meant something, but you're dead, man. Don't mean nothing to anybody else. Everything in this world, die, rots, ruts, uses, consumed, or stolen. And then it goes through the same process, whoever got it. Come on now, family. I'm on fire today. A lot to say in a short time to do it. So I'm trying to get a word across. Jesus Christ is the only way. He beats them every which way but loose. Right now, he's allowing this to happen so people will choose which way they want to go. We're coming to a head here, family. We're coming to a head. Now, the youth are targeted because now they've got our thinking, the children's thinking, baby boomers thinking, they're still living. New age, corrupt Bibles. Thanks to generous funding from the Carnegie Endowment, Rockefeller, Ford Foundations, other insider foundations and subversive textbooks and curriculum materials that's flooded the schools. Thousands of teachers have been programmed and are being programmed, have been programmed since, as I proved to you, 1970s, at college to serve as changed agents, some of them not even knowing it. a change agent like Lydia Shinkovchenko. That's certainly not Irish. I say it's Russian. In any case, in his memoirs, former Soviet dictator Nikita Khrushchev told the lasting influence of his childhood teacher in his life, who was Lydia. Quote, I suppose you could say my political education began during my boyhood in the little village of Kalinovka, where I was born. My school teacher was a woman named Lydia Shinkovchenko. She was a revolutionary. She was also an atheist. She instilled in me my first political consciousness and began to counteract the effects of my strict religious upbringing. My mother was very religious, likewise my father, her father, my grandfather. When I think back to my childhood, I can remember vividly the saints of the icons against the wall of our wooden hut, their faces darkened by fumes from the oil lamps, and I remember being taught to kneel and pray in front of the icons with the grown-ups in church. When we were taught to read, we read the scriptures, but Lydia Shinkovchenko set me on a path which took me away from all that, unquote. 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, 9 months out of the year, they go to a humanist public school since 1908. The father of American education was John Dewey. He was a humanist. Horace Mann was a turncoat humanist. Any questions? You know, during Stalin, cousin to all the leaders back then, his bloody purges report notes that Khrushchev, as number one communist official in the Moscow area, sent thousands to their death, scores of thousands to hideous slave labor camps. When Stalin was ready to launch his planned genocide of the people of the Ukraine, Khrushchev was sent in 1937 as Stalin's trusted killer. Oh. Oops. Okay. When his 2-year Ukrainian purge was over, an estimated 400,000 had been killed and terror gripped the whole population. Later he added that to his infamy gained the title of the Butcher of Budapest for his ruthless subjugation of Hungary. That just reminded me of something. Remember I told y'all that they're going to release felons in the thousands, they have been since 2006, to take the place of all the police today. It's been happening already. It's taking place now. It's been happening since the longest time. I've been following it, and I've got reports, and I've got a whole study on it and everything else, as if somebody's going to be interested in reading it. But I've been faithful to doing it. Well, I found an article today, not good. Michigan prisons released 41 felons early. You just don't do that. They're starting to let them go, family. They're letting them go. And they're going to get positions in law enforcement. They've already done it. But it's going to gain momentum. And they're going to target their own fellow cops. Identify the ones that are Christian and good cops. But the one thing that got my attention was the South African apartheid assassin, Primeval, was granted parole. This guy murdered thousands of people in South Africa. Eugene de Kock, granted parole on Friday after 20 years in jail. I say he was protected there. Now they're letting him go. Parole. He was given, 1996, two life terms plus 212 years in prison for his police death squad targeting anti-apartheid activists. 100 acts of murder, torture, and fraud. Okay, let's get back to education. But, family, I see something going down here. They're preparing. They are preparing. It does appear to be. But in the meantime, they got to get the youth ready to move to the next stage, next level. Dumbed down, bummed down, numbed down, and scummed down is what the idea is. And they keep us busy. All these outside activities. And once again, in my research, again, I run across the same people. See, equally important to the subversive activities and process and this massive disinformation we get, moral corrosion, provided by insider-run mass media, pop culture, more specifically the so-called entertainment aimed at the youth, over the past two generations, we've seen these educational, cultural elements carrying forward a massive coordinated program of conquest through a slow reshaping of consciousness. And once again, I find this Italian communist theorist, Antonio Gramsci, his name keeps coming up like a sore thumb or a new penny keeps turning over. The seizure of political power is not possible until after the seizure of cultural power. So you change culture. Columbus Day is now Indigenous Day. You change the culture. You send Arabs, Muslims, in mass, when you get a certain number, in Scandinavia, about 150,000 or more, 180,000. Then you start your activities. It's all planned. You have them kneel down in the streets. You have them wherever. You have rape squads and so forth. To change Scandinavians' way of doing things. And Europe, the same thing. This is how it's done. United States, it's not hard at all. That's why they destroyed Detroit. That was the purpose of killing Detroit. They killed the culture there. Driving them out, putting the vehicles overseas, and they made it a Muslim stronghold by design about 30 years ago. Dearborn and Detroit are now all Muslim. And that's why they did it. It's all planned by the government. They're directed by the Vatican, so forth. You know, the numbing down and scumming down of America, likewise proceeding as many fronts. Educational system working in tandem with the Council of Foreign Relations. Controlled mass media. Entertainment industry. Destroy every vestige of decency, honor, and virtue as you're seeing before us today. What are we doing about it? Watching Dancing with the Stars. Anyway, they fomented this social upheaval in the 60s. So where it all started. 48 to 50. War was busy with. 60s were scheduled, planned. Anti-war demonstrators, drugs, change of education, of religion, everything. All happened in the 60s, overnight. Music, everything. And these same forces have been accelerating their attack, promoting alienation, rebellion, cynicism, hedonism, promiscuity, paganism, and false ideas. Dern. You got it? And they're pressing on to destroy the residual cultural Christian culture of America as planned. Attack from within. Now watch this. You think I'm just whistling Dixie? I can't whistle at all. Watch this. Here we go. Only recent. California school. Just take one school. It catches on like fire. California school, mind control, grades for gratitude. No more grades. It's for being gratitude. I'm gracious you gave me this. Golly. That's not all. That's not all. University. Okay is a pagan festival, bans Christian event. University bans of use of Mr. and Mrs. in all correspondence. Catholic University launches a pagan student club. A pagan chaplain appointed at Syracuse University. What's it going to take to convince people to start praying? Jesuit University in Chicago approves a pagan club. Family, this is recent. Sacramento Bee has a story of 1/27/15. Oh, that was 3 days ago. Grit and gratitude join reading and writing and arithmetic on report cards by Loretta Kalb. Says, I quote, across the state, report cards are undergoing a sea change in how students, SEA, change in how students are measured for academic performance. Where teachers once graded students only on traditional math or English, they now judge attitudes such as grit, gratitude, or being sensitive to others. New Age movement coming right up as paganism under wraps. Continuing, districts are changing the report cards to reflect the new Common Core state standards. It all comes back around. When it comes to attributes such as grit or being sensitive to others, they, the teachers, give third grade students one of four marks. A for almost always, O for often, S for sometimes, and R for rarely. Report cards for young children, grit, gratitude, and sensitivity to others, welcome to the madhouse. Grit used to be a newspaper I used to carry. Grit used to eat them. Grits and hogs jowls. And grit getting tough. They got a whole different grit now today. The grit today they got is Farina. Family, we got some troubles. The mothers and fathers are in for quite a surprise when their kid rebels against all this mind control and turns to a hostile force. Or knuckles under and acts like a perfect android. Y'all know what's happening? I got some idea. But then again, it's not me out there. I'm just trying to help people here. So who's the terrorists? Who are these crazy terrorists that want to homeschool their kids? Yep, they got security in the schools, all right. It's not for terrorists either. It's for parents who want to take their kids out of these stupid schools. It's conducted by humanists. Hello. So it's an attack from within. It always has been. Well, I can't do nothing about it now. Yeah, you can. You can ask your kid questions when he comes back, as I told you all yesterday and the day before, and undo what these teachers have been doing in there. You have opportunities. But again, you don't if you don't know what you're fighting against. Now, do you? So I won't come off as another conspiracy theorist. I try to provide you all evidence that I hope you don't believe. You heard me right. But want to challenge it. So you'll find out for yourself. You know, Robert Mueller is another one, man. Like another Brock Chisholm. New Genesis, Shaping a Global Spirituality. You know, at the beginning of the World Core Curriculum Manual, old Mueller here states that, quote, the underlying philosophy upon which his school is based will be found in the teachings set forth in the books of Alice A. Bailey. by the Tibetan leader, Dajwa Ku. Now, family, and M. Moya. Now, y'all probably scratching your head, but let me tell you something. Quote, this is a quiet mission considering that Miss Bailey's exalted position in the occult theosophical firmament is second only to that of theosophy founder and high priestess, Madame Blavatsky. Bailey, who alleged that Kuhl and Moya communicated with her telepathically, that was awkward, telepathically, was a rabid Luciferian and founded the Lucifer Publishing Company and Theosophical Journal Lucifer. Now, let me tell you. Dajwa Ku and Emoria are fallen angels, family. They're evil. They are the fallen angels I've been talking about all this time. She confirms Blavatsky. She confirms Bailey. That they, just like Ellen G. White, talking to two people, two beings on Jupiter, whatever. What that is not craziness. They're fallen angels that possess, that uses avatar, that channel human beings, human vehicles to bring their ideas and their plans for a new world order. That's controlled by Lucifer, Satan. That's how they do it. They confirm it right here in their writings. Blavatsky, the first phase of the New Age movement, 1871 to 1890. She died 1891. They killed her. Alice Bailey, second phase of the New Age movement, 1919 to 1949. They killed her in 1949. Oh, they done with you? They kill you. Bailey, number two, second phase. The third phase was 1975. And your Pentagon star, MK Ultra guy, Michael Aquino, in the Pentagon today even, 1975, invoked the Prince of Darkness in 1975 for the third phase of the New Age movement. Now, Blavatsky was the mother of the New Age movement, 1871. She met Albert Pike in his later years, her early years. But guess who was the father of the New Age movement? Teilhard de Chardin, a Jesuit priest. To hide the New Age movement under the Roman Catholic Church. It's always been there. He developed it. That's a fact. You deny it if you want to. You won't prove otherwise. All this leads to targeting your children. And the way they're going to get them is what I told you all this past week. The rights of the child, the international rights of the child. They will come after your kids. They tried to get it passed in 1989. Hillary, Billy Bob Clinton, Hillary Clinton. And she failed. Because God wasn't ready for it to happen. She's not going to stop trying to finally get America to sign that corrupted treaty. When it's signed, they own your children. Officially. Excuse me. God's on my case today to get word out to you, family. A terrifying prospect that even that does not begin to depict the full extent of the anti-family agenda, the insiders and their UN lackeys envision for the global police state that's coming, space permitting, time permitting, I'd be able to tell you all, but I can't. So down to it, forced abortion, proliferation of chemical abortions, coercive population control and eugenics programs, forced mass population relocation, extermination, mandatory school sexual orientation programs promoting homosexuality, outlawing independent homeschooling, independent private religious schools. And last but not least, something I've been hammering and hammering for years now, is euthanasia and assisted suicide comes up again. It's being worked on in Oregon, and the Wicca up there are doing all their kind of magic circles, everything else they can do. I guess Oregon's right close to Utah, ain't it? Kinda. Well, they got all the salt in the world to do all the spells they want. For now. This piecemeal Marxist abolition of family is a fact. The UN's instrument through which the One World Insiders intend to carry out their abolition program worldwide. But you know what? Edmund Burke said, April 23rd, 1770, when bad men combine, the good must associate. Else they will fall one by one, an unpiet sacrifice, a contemptible struggle. Samuel Adams said, and I quote, it does not require a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen to set brush fires in people's minds, unquote. I got 45 minutes, a lot more to say. You know that Robert Mueller was father of the global education in the World Core Curriculum? Isn't that a hoot? He is father of the global education. It's amazing what you find out when you do a little bit of research every now and then. Well, Tom, you got the time to do it. Well, you got nights, you got mornings. Guess how bad you want it. But it's asking your kid don't take long for that. Praying at your home don't take long for that. Taking time with your family don't take long for that. Because you're going to need it. Now, they're really, you know, some doctors are firing patients or firing the patients who don't vaccinate their kids. Man, they're closing down. I tell you on something. They're getting ready for something. Boys, but the closer they get to their plans, the quicker they're going to get swept under the carpet and stepped on. I hate to say it like that, but that's kind of what it is. You know, the state's even taken over Arkansas School District. Had to make teachers wear underwear. And they're starting, no pun intended, they're really starting to tweak it, aren't they? Proposed school policy would ban satanic materials and the Bible. So they got to compass it together. Whole idea is to ban the Bible. Now, the new Saudi king announces a major government shakeup. Well, next week I'll have a little something on Salman there for you. And you know, even in Kosovo, I was there 5 years. Almost wish I stayed another few years and worked there, but that's where I had a family, pretty much, Albanians and Serbs. I said, Tom, why you talk that way about your president? I said, because he's a liar. Tom, you shouldn't say that. He's our hero. I said, really? I said, they're going to turn against you. You can't trust our government. You can't trust the UN. I told him that over in Kosovo. I guess that's why my 7-year contract didn't last but 5. Oh, well. Sure enough, in Kosovo, they're starting to strike and starting to riot just like everywhere else. Everywhere they're starting to do that. And I can tell you why, too. I know exactly why. Before long, they have Albanians fighting Albanians, if not already. Oh, you're waiting for me to tell you why, huh? There's a lecture between 1873 and 1901. that carries on till today, which talked about the protocols I told you about a while ago. And the lecture was given by Illuminati, and it's talking about chapter 15 of the Illuminati, of the protocols. It said about chapter 15, what's going to happen to all lesser beings. Lesser beings, quote, Masons, Jews, Christians, etc., etc., quote, when we, the high priest of the Luciferian creed, at last definitely come into our kingdom by aid of a coup d'etat, prepared everywhere for one and the same day. Now, here's the reason why you've got war in Kosovo, why you've got Ferguson going on today, why you've got riots in France, why you got all this going on. I'm going to tell you why right now. You ready? Drum roll. Okay. When we come to aid by coup d'etat, prepared everywhere for one the same day, quote, after the worthlessness of all existing forms of government has been definitely acknowledged, unquote. They're trying to show you the worthlessness of all governments. That your government's worthless, Kosovo's government's worthless, French government's worthless, all the governments are worthless. And when they showed you that, they will have what's called the dialectic, the world government of peace. And that will be a lie. You see? So by the UN attacking the family, it will break down those barriers, prepare for those youth to accept the new world order as such. They'll already be trained. Ready to go. Because their deadline and goal is 2025. It's documented, by the way. Now, you know, there's a Dodd report came out. And the Dodd report said, and I quote, in 1960s, he looked at the Carnegie Foundation, 1903, 1909, the minutes of the meetings. It said, its ensuing studies disclosed such a relationship that existed continuously since the beginning of this 50-year period. In addition, these studies seem to give evidence of a response to our involvement in international affairs. Likewise, this didn't reveal that grants had been found or made by foundations, chiefly by Carnegie and Rockefeller, which were used for the purpose by, quote, directing education in the United States toward international viewpoint and discrediting the traditions to which it formerly had been dedicated. Number two, training individuals, servicing agencies to render advice to the executive branch of the federal government. Three, decreasing dependency of education upon the resources of the local community and freeing it from many of the national safeguards inherent in the American tradition. Four, changing both school and college curricula, to the point where they sometimes denied the principles underlying the American way of life. And five, financing experiments designed to determine the most effective means by which education could be pressed in the service of political nature, unquote, their agenda. Now, the planned destruction of the family I have for you. I've been giving you background, trying to lay some kind of background anyway, to where you can understand this mess. It's not easy. Because it goes against everything we've been taught. You see how it's been? If we could get parents together and challenge the education system in your parent teachers associations, bring up these questions, challenge their methods, write your congressman. These kind of things makes a difference. Slow things down a little bit until God says he's had enough and we go into tribulations. Then that changes everything. But in the meantime, we don't know when that's going to happen. Nobody knows. So there's things you can do now. But you got to know what they're up to before you even take the first step. So what have they done to try to take apart the family? Well, it was mapped out on how to destroy a family. I found the methods. I'm going to relay them to you to find out, to show you what they've done already. The scheme to wipe out the families, take control of your children, was to eliminate sacredness of the marriage covenant from the minds of the masses. Make them believe marriage is outdated and blasé. Now, when you think about it, how they've done that, well, come on. Same-sex marriage, all of a sudden. Making divorce easy. Marriage difficult. Control the marriages by certificates. And so forth. Where the state controls the marriage. To inspire hatred against the family unit, manhood and fatherhood. They're changing the roles of men and women in everything. You know, remember Ghostbusters? Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters, right? Well, they had all male, right? Now they're changing it to all female. I personally don't carry the way. What I'm telling you is, it's manipulation of changing the men's role to the women, women's role to the men. It's happened now in this past generation. Women race car drivers, women NFL players, taking women to frontline units. That was offered by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Her level was make women go to frontline units. That was part of her report in the 1970s. And apply affirmative action. That's part of breaking up the services. It worked. Reverse the roles. Tear up the family. Father, father, mother, mother. Yeah, you know. It's not my fault. I'm telling you what they're doing and how it works. Institute a no false divorce and encourage serial divorces. Oh. I'm certainly a product of that. Incite rapid promiscuity, fornication, and adultery. Family, they've even taken the word fornication out of certain verses in the Bible. Not the King James, but the others. They've taken out the word of adulteress, adulterer, but left adulteresses in certain verses of the Bible. Remember what I told you a while ago? About corrupting the Bibles, they removed the word fornication out. I got like four scriptures they did it. Why did they remove that? Easier to read? I don't think so. See how they manipulated the corrupt Bibles to fit the current agenda? Make having illegitimate children become a common practice. We're all guilty. People are guilty of all these different things. It's worked. Convince society that a child in the womb is not a human being. I think now, very quickly, while it's in your mind, I will cite to you in short, tenets of the Humanist Manifesto. You'll see how it plays into play, go into place. Deny the existence of God. Number two, deny the existence of soul. Deny existence of absolute moral laws. Do as I wilt, in other words. Deny the existence of inalienable rights including rights guaranteed by U.S. Constitution, which we don't have anyway. It was rendered null and void 1938, and it can be taken away at any time they declare a national disaster. Anyway, deny the sanctity of individual human life. There you go. Claim they can only be successful in creating their utopia by establishing a world government or new world order. And last, in summary, quote, believe through traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace. Because what's carried on from one family to the next of family values causes war. Because restrictive attitudes are passed on. That's how they look at it. Continuing now. Convince society that a child in the womb is not a human being. Provoke women to have abortions without regard to God or their conscience. These are their steps. These are what they've planned out, mapped it out. I'm not just making these up. Provoke women to have abortions without regard to God or their consciousness. Make true love seem like cheap amusement. Stimulate the people to confuse sex with the love. Create an environment that encourages unwed single motherhood. Inspire men to disrespect, dishonor, and abuse women. Now, we go back to yesterday, the day before, is article I had about the changing culture of rape in the colleges and universities. Now, any question as to why? Design laws that motivate women to commit paternity fraud. To incite homosexuality, lesbianism, sexual immorality, and perversion. Family? Y'all not sleeping on me now, are you? Y'all awake? You better be awake. I got something for you. I think I used it last night in my Bible study. I think I need it for today. It's not Alka-Seltzer, neither. See if it's yesterday's. Oop, there it is. Oh my gosh. So I talked to you all about yesterday about the dress that got a Utah queen or teen in trouble because of her school dance. She had a dress with shoulders bare. Just, it wasn't a bad dress. It was a major situation in Utah. They wouldn't let her come to the school dance. Had to put some on her shoulders. But that same state, a federal judge struck down part of the Utah's polygamy ban. So you can marry different women at the same time, but then it's a problem with a young girl that shows her shoulders in public. Oh, man. And then the article came out now recently. Here we go. What's it like to date your dad? And then an article I found recently, woman plans to marry her father, her DNA father, after 2 years of dating. And then I remembered back a couple years ago in Rosemont High School, a prank they played on the students. Certain students were blindfolded in a high school assembly. And there's going to be kissed in Rosemont High School in Wisconsin. Except here's the trick. It was their parents. So the father was kissing his daughter like dating. The mother was kissing her son. Yuck. Like dating. Ah. And matter of fact, in one case, they were rolling around on the floor. I can't describe to you what they were doing. You see it on YouTube. Now, of course, the principal apologized after. The family, the whole thing was a ritual. The apology is nothing. It's called a pep fest kissing. And I found there's several other high schools that did the same thing. And a GOP senator asked Loretta Lynch, I wonder if it's any connected to Willie Lynch, why is gay marriage okay but polygamy isn't? And then I found an article. The husband's a real hound. Girl, 18 years old, marries a stray dog as part of bizarre Indian tribal ritual designed to ward off evil spirit. And you say, well, that's India. Uh-huh. Well, how about England? They had a woman on This Morning show, not this morning, but a program called This Morning, married her dog. She is English. She says, quote, I'm totally her biot, you know what. And then there's a man married his pet dog in a wedding ceremony in Australia. I guess a kangaroo would be a little bit of a problem. Kind of get kicked around, huh? And then you had Sabrina Boing Boing, a Brazilian model, Instagrams herself breastfeeding a calf. Isn't that kind of backwards? I thought we were supposed to be drinking milk, not the other way around. Then you had this Idaho Christian woman. She warns lawmakers they will legalize necrophilia by protecting the LGBT rights. It's coming. Necrophilia is having sex with a corpse, marrying a corpse. Now, 10 states has it illegal. Homosexual marriage was illegal, too, at one time. And then I found an article. The U.S. military hit with bestiality, sodomy, controversy after Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal. Oh, man, it's coming down the pike. A dad's plea to school, ban unvaccinated kids to save my son's life. Washington state authorities threaten to kidnap a child if the entire family doesn't get a flu shot. And the USA Today columnist calls for arrest and imprisonment of those who are vaccine skeptics. And then New York assemblywoman to ban children from gun shows because she knows what's best for your kids. Oh, man. Ooh, they picked up the pace. So incite homosexuality, lesbianism, and sexual morality and perversion. And then influence men to effortlessly abandon children they sire. And then, most importantly, provoke a fierce, relentless gender war. Now, what happened in 1926? That's right. That was quite a ways ago, wasn't it? It was no accident. Neither was happening in our time. The high divorce rate, the mass number of unwed mothers, the rage of against fatherhood, the increase of rape on the campuses, the gender war, the Ovet war against marriage, all have been well-planned attacks by the humanists in our schools since the very beginning. Like a cancer you didn't know was forming. And like the certain Americans, like Russian counterparts, are also hell-bent on dismantling and exterminating the family. Matter of fact, Functions of the Family by Linda Gordon, Women, a Journal of Liberation in fall of 1969, said, I quote, the nuclear family must be destroyed and people must find better ways of living together. Whatever its ultimate meaning, the breakup of families is now as an objective revolutionary process. Families have supported oppression by separating people into small, isolated units, unable to join together to fight for common interests. Man, they got away with words, don't they? So if you keep your family together, You find out what these kids are being taught in these stupid schools out here that's based on humanism. Some of the teachers don't even know. And the ones that do know, they want to keep their jobs. So what are they going to do? Be quiet. You see how it works? When that kid comes home, they got him 5 days a week. You got him 5 days. You got him 7 days a week. You got him on weekends, too, by the way. Did you know that? You got your own kids on weekends? They don't? What'd you learn, son? What'd you learn, daughter? We learned about abortion. You what? Then you get with the other parents. Did you know your kid learned that you're... No. Really? When's the next parent-teacher meeting? Hey, you call Maybell. Get her there, too. We want her there for sure. And you meet with coffee and tea or whatever, five or six of you at your home before you go to the parent-teacher meeting. And you form a plan. And one of you that's the bravest will say, okay, I got a question. And you got five or six behind you. And you go for it. That's how you disrupt it. You put them on call. You put them on notice. And the Freemason or the Easter Star that runs her mouth, bring some duct tape. Shut them up. They got nothing to say because they're under a blood oath to cause trouble. And then you witness to them to renounce the blood oath. How'd you know that? Because I read about it. I saw it. You want to read it? There you go. How'd you know that? Because it's where everybody can find out. Now renounce it, because if you don't, you're going to hell. Who do you say? Not me. It's the Bible tells you. No oaths. You can't swear to God to cut your tongue out from the root. You got to be kidding me. The blood oath they don't tell you about there, do their family. Gloria Steinem, editor of MS Magazine. MS Magazine, funded by the CIA. Gloria Steinem, funded by the CIA, said, quote, by the year 2000, we will, I hope, raise our children to believe in human potential, not God, unquote. Robin Morgan, Sisterhood is Powerful, 1970, on page 537, says, I quote, we can't destroy the iniquities between men and women until we destroy marriage, unquote. Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, in Women and the New Rage, page 67, said, I quote, the most merciful thing a large family can do to one of his infant members is to kill it, unquote. Family, Planned Parenthood. Yes, Daddy, Planned Parenthood came to give a talk today at our school. What do you do now, Lieutenant? What now, Lieutenant, is a major question we ask. The Declaration of Feminism, November 1971, quote, marriage has existed for the benefit of men, have been legally sanctioned method of control over women. We must work to destroy it. The end of the institution of marriage is a necessary condition of the liberation of women. Therefore, it is important for us to encourage women to leave their husbands and not to live individually with men, unquote. They first put women in subjugation, no voting, no smoking, and be a good little wife and shut up. They did it on purpose. And men allowed it because they didn't read Paul the right way. We're all guilty. I'm guilty. I can't admit I'm innocent by no stretch of imagination. I had to learn the hard way. So I can't tell you these things without admitting my faults. Otherwise, I'd be a hypocrite. But they used the subjugation to now give freedom, but over the edge, on purpose. By design. They subjugated blacks in America, 1611. 1711, unbelievable plans were put into effect by Willie Lynch and the so-called white slave owners of the Bible Belt, of course. Maintained slaves in this free America. You got to be kidding me. Well, we got a lot to repent for there, Americanos. Then they released them free. That's what Lincoln was supposed to do. Emancipation Proclamation. Don't ask me to spell it. Civil rights was planned in 1611. Civil rights movement was planned in 1611. First, you got to put them under subjugation. Tyler lays it out in 8 steps. It's all planned, orchestrated through family bloodlines of the Illuminati. It may take 100 years, it may take 300. That's how they work. So, point is, not to get on that. You find the children now in subjugation of the parents. We got to free them. International rights of the child. Family, it all works apt toward a Luciferian agenda. It all traces back to Nimrod. Traces back to Charles Maine. Traces back to this entire bloodline of evil. And man, don't go say Cain's bloodline. Cain's bloodline died in the flood, for goodness sakes alive. Man, these Masons, I swear to goodness, goodness gracious alive. Man, if they don't shut up and stop corrupting the Word of God, you know, God's going to hammer them hard, man. All the good deeds of the world won't clear them. It's irritating. Doggone it. Oh, yeah, they say Cain's bloodline survived the flood. That's a lie from the pit of almighty hell. Less mighty hell. Burning hell. It's a lie straight from the pit. Andrea Dworkin. The root cause, speech of 1975, 26 September. Only when manhood is dead, and it will perish with when ravaged femininity no longer sustains it, only then will we know what is to be free. They have started changing the male DNA by food, GMO products, to make men women and women men. That's what the GMO products are about. Vaccinations, all kinds of things that change the DNA. The Baphomet. A man to become a woman to become a man. And in one creature exists both male and female. That's really the ultimate alchemy. That's why they're giving rights to transgenders. That's why they've, listen, in 2 cases, they've transferred a womb from one woman to another. Had babies out of them. Successfully. They're getting closer and closer, if not already there. This is what it's all about. Satan's recreation of mankind. Just like before the flood. Notice I said the flood. God stopped it once. God will stop it again. Except this time it'll be permanent. Kate Millett, Sexual Politics, page 178 and 179, quote, "The care of children is definitely better left to the best trained practitioner of both sexes who have chosen it as a vocation. This would further undermine family structure while contributing to the freedom of women," unquote. And Dr. Mary Jo Bain, man, there she is again. That woman keeps popping up. She was assistant professor of education at Westland University. Associate director of the school's Center for Research on Women. And you heard me say already the quote. "In order to raise children with equality, we must take them away from families and communally raise them." There's that quote again I found. And, letter to the editor, Woman's Turn to Dominate. I collected all these things from various research and other researchers and so forth. 1996, quote, "Who cares how men feel or what they do or whether they suffer? They have had over 2,000 years to dominate and make a complete hash of it. Now it's our turn. My only comment to men is, if you don't like it, bad luck. If you get in my way, I'll run you down." Ooh. unquote. I say their program's working. What do you think? Okay, let's see what we got here. Some of his quotes are amazing. Because all of it is designed to take down the family. That's what it's all for. Ruth Bader Ginsburg played a big role in it, in her report to the Civil Rights Commission and previous court opinions about how to take down families. And she's still going. The mission is to persuade the masses to engage in atheism, misogyny, misandry, domestic violence, child abandonment, child support schemes and traps, paternity fraud, serial divorces, serial abortions, sexual perversion, homosexuality, and lesbianism. Did I miss anything? So what you got to do is follow the biblical instructions recorded in the Second Chronicles 7:14. And all the researches I've went through, that verse keeps popping up. It's my one that I use to tell the Joint Chief of Staff your only solution to save your soul is 2 Chronicles 7:14. There is no other solution. Otherwise, there's a major train wreck coming. Second Chronicles 7:14 is the only answer. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. And to cry aloud and spare not, we must expose the plot, like in Isaiah 58:1. In Isaiah 58:1, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet. Show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Oh, you're being judgmental. And what the Bible says is to show them. And when these individuals and organizations attempt to pass laws subversive to the family and marriage, you got to move swiftly to get them repealed and put them down. In Daniel 7:25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given to his hand until the time and times and dividing of time. Got to speak up. I know job longevity sometimes don't last long. Family, I have thrown a lot of things at you this afternoon, to say the least. And I've tried to do the best I can to try to show you how these folks have been setting all this up and what you're up against. And you're not going to defeat them yourself. It's not going to happen. It's through the supernatural that's leading them, directing them. It's through the supernatural by which you can defeat them or slow them down. They ain't going to be defeated because there will be tribulations. You can't find an alert list for humanism if you don't know what it is, or if you don't talk to your kids about what's going on. But when you start writing diaries and journals and data banks and family trees and autobiographies, you're getting the humanistic training. When you do the role playing and reversals and social dramas and psychodramas and magic circles, group dynamics and sensitivity training, like they're doing now. Gratitude, grit, sensitivity, it's recent. Operant conditioning. Dangerous methods which responsible psychiatrists have abandoned to affect behavior, attitudinal changes. Then they throw drugs in there, you got a problem. Problem solving, inquiry techniques at school. These procedures require that everything be questioned, subjected to scientific examination. Decision making. They're sneaky about it with their projects. It makes consensus the arbitrator of right and wrong. And thematic rather than chronological and factual studies. Thematic studies. In history, for children, introduce so much confusion that history is abandoned as irrelevant and dull. That's why they look at the Bible as history. It's dull, but it's not. It's future. Yet to happen. Everybody sees the Bible as history. Past lessons learned. How to be good. Well, humanistic training is not teaching that. That's why they're pulled away from the Bible. Scrutinize programs that stress the games and fun elements. Who shall survive games and games which open-ended questions, most obvious to avoid. Survivalist games. It's on TV. It's on the movies, how to survive. Closely evaluate these high-interest material dealing with space, such as extraterrestrial, close encounters, Dungeons and Dragons, transcendental meditation, humanizing, valuing, situational ethics, alternate lifestyles, etc. And not to teach comparative religions. Let Satan do his own work. But it's not being done. It's being taught. Do not accept at face value children's literature such as Junior Book Program or Weekly Readers. What you do is you concentrate on preservation of a family as a two-parent unit. Only way to do that is by praying. Bring back the old values. The feminine role is the wife, mother, and homemaker. Loved by the husband. The masculine role is the husband, father, and protector. Advocate and support the value of homes. Reinforce Christian values. It's funny that I mention that because in 1977, Ruth Bader Ginsburg sent a report to the Civil Rights Commission. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. To do the opposite of what I've just been saying all along. Put women in frontline units with men to fight wars. I don't know what the Joint Chief of Staff is doing about that, but they're sleeping on the job, that's for sure. Because they're part of this agenda. That's what's got me really up in arms. Not doing a thing about it. The government should provide comprehensive child care, she said. Change the homestead law. Homestead law to provide double benefits to couples who don't live together, as husband and wife, to couples that do. Split the family. Draft women in the military. Sign the combat duty and apply affirmative action. The Marine Corps has already done that. Started last year. Eliminate the traditional family. Husband is breadwinner. Wife is homemaker. Integrate all male, all female organizations, such as Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, fraternities, sororities, to eliminate traditional male roles. Then bring in the international rights of the child. That's already been put in place. I got to go. Family, let you all know, tonight, Bible study 8 to 9. We'll talk about the end times events, as we have been. To let you all know also, my radio program, Bible Studies, are played up at New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania through John Kirkler, who graciously plays us on his network, highpointradio.net. Highpointradio.net. And he has sponsors on his program, helps his program keep going. He's doing a good job of doing that. So if you live in those areas, you can find out from his website, highpointradio.net, and use his sponsors. And he's doing a really good job there, and we appreciate, I appreciate his playing my broadcast and Bible studies. Also, on my website is watchfulforjesus.com, and my Facebook is watchfulforjesus. And I appreciate y'all's attention today. And hope you got something out of it, because family, it's not too late to bring your family back around. Because this is the bottom line. It's where you end up in the eternity. That's what it really boils down to. It's not about bringing the country back. It's not about the republic and the constitution and all that stuff. Family, the government's not even for it anyway. It never has been. Same thing for Russia, China, Israel. It don't make any difference. They all work for secret societies. Not you. But they all work for secret societies. It's a fact. All of them. Even your next door neighbor who might be a member of the secret societies. It's not for America. They lie. The blood oath confirms it. Witness the love of Jesus to them. And let the Holy Spirit work on them. In the meantime, protect your family, protect yourself. Taking Jesus as your Savior is the bottom line. And don't wait till you see Him in the clouds. Don't wait till the first seal is opened, because it may be too late. Y'all have a good night and God bless. And know that Jesus Christ won already. Right now we're counting the casualties. But Jesus Christ has already won. And there's no way they can avoid that. They can't win what's already been won. They've already lost. It's the humans we're concerned with. So y'all have a good night and God bless. Great weekend. This is the January the 1st, 30th of January. 2015. Have a good night and God bless. And we'll see you all next week. Tonight, Bible study 8 to 9, or Monday, 4 to 6, Bible broadcast. Gosh. I'll get it right in a minute. Oh, man, what a day. All right, family. Y'all have a great night and God bless y'all. This is your watchman, Thomas Gamble, and I am signing off for this weekend. See you tonight, 8 to 9, if you're interested in Bible study. Good night. God bless. Melted into peace.
I am with you every day.